الشاعر صاحب المقابر لا تقول جزاك الله خيرا في ولا في البحر وعلينا يقولون انت تنكرون على الكرابي والتلفزيون والغزالي والقرباء ويتبذلون ويتكلمون عليه وتبتعدون من تتركون ذكر محاسبه لان هناك ائمه وقعوا في بدعه امثال ابن حجر النووي وتنكرون من يتقدمون بالخير وتتكلمون على المتاخر.
The questioner says, our noble sheikh, what is your statement, Jazakumullahu khayran, on those who say, you people oppose us with regards to At-Tilmisani and Al-Ghazali and Al-Qardawi, and you declare them innovators and you oppose them and you backbite them and you abandon mentioning their good qualities, even though there are imams who have fallen into bid'ah, such as Ibn Hajar and An-Nawawi. However, you mention the early ones with khayr, goodness, and you speak out against the late comers.
هذا التمثيل من هذا القائل يدل على جهله. كيف يقارن الحافظ بن حجر والنووي بأمثال الترابي والغزالي والقرضاوي؟ أين السراء من الثريا؟ أين البهرة من البطيخ؟ فأولئك محبون للسنة، شارحون لها، يبينون لها، وما تأولوه ووقعوا فيه قليلا بالنسبة إلى ما بينوه من أمور الإسلام. فلا يزال أهل العلم ينتفعون بكلامه، بل ويفهمون نصوص الكتاب والسنة على ما بينوه، لأنهم كانوا أهل علم بحق.
I say firstly that this comparison by the speaker is proof of his ignorance. How can he compare Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar and Al-Nawawi with the likes of Al-Turabi and Al-Ghazali and Al-Qardawi? أين الثرى من الثريا؟ What does the ground have to do with the stars? وأين البعرة من البعير? And where is the dung from the camel? So these ones loved the Sunnah. They explained it and clarified it. And whatever they performed ta'wil of and fell into is small in comparison to what they have explained from the affairs of Islam. So the people of knowledge have not ceased to benefit from their knowledge. Rather, through them they have come to understand the Kitab and the Sunnah based upon what they have explained, because they were people of knowledge in truth.
المعاصرين من أمثال الترابي والغزالي والقرضاوي وأمثالهم تلمسان وأمثالهم، هؤلاء رؤوس دعوا الناس إلى عدم الالتزام بالسنة وإلى ندها. فالحال مختلف، من يخطئ ويجانب الصواب في مسألة أو في فرع من الفروع أو في مسألة عقدية أو اثنتين ومن يخالف في الأصل، هؤلاء لا يقيمون للتوحيد مقاما ولا يرفعون به رأسا، بل قد نال أهل التوحيد منهم أكبر الأذية كما هو مشاهد.
As for these modern day ones from the likes of At-Turabi and Al-Ghazali and Al-Qaradawi and their likes and At-Tilmisani and their likes, then these are leaders in calling the people to not sticking to the Sunnah and discarding it. So the situation is different. Whosoever commits an error and opposes the correct path in an issue, or in a branch from the branches, or in an issue or two from the aqidah, then the one who opposes in the asl, the fundamental principles, these ones do not give tawheed its status, and they do not raise a head. Rather, they defame the people of tawheed from amongst them with the greatest offense, as has been witnessed.
على أن تفهم النصوص على هذه الأصول، فهذا لا يعني أننا ملزمون بها. فيقول يجب أن نضع في هذا العصر أصولا جديدة للفقه نفهم بها الكتاب والسنة بما يناسب هذا العصر.
So the condition of At-Turabi is well known. He holds that it is necessary to reform the usul of Islam and to reform the usul of fiqh. He holds that usul al-fiqh is conventional terminology that the ulama use to understand the texts through these usul, and that this does not mean that we must stick to it. So he says that it is obligatory upon us to make new usul for fiqh, by which we will understand the kitab and the sunnah in a way that is appropriate for this time.
والغزالي يرد السنة إذا خالفت عقله وإذا خالفت فهمه، والقرضاوي على نفس المنهاج يسير وإن لم يظهر ذلك إظهار الغزالي. والتلمساني لا يعرف توحيد العبادة ولا يعرف السنة، وإنما هو يخلق في هذا أكبر الخلق.
And Al-Ghazali rejects the Sunnah, when it opposes his intellect and when it opposes his understanding. And Al-Qardawi traverses upon the same minhaj, even if he does not display the same manifestation in that as Al-Ghazali and Al-Tilmisani. He does not know Tawheed al-Ibadah, nor does he know the Sunnah. He only mixes them up in great confusion.
وفي منازلها فلا عجب ان تخرج امثال هؤلاء في المستقبل ولا عجب ان يكون امثال هؤلاء موجودين ان يكون امثال هؤلاء موجودين في مثل هذا الزمان ما دام انهم تربوا على اصول تلك المدرسه فالانكار عليهم وعلى ما هم فيه من تاصيل متعجب لانهم يضلون الشباب باسم الدعوه والشباب يعظمونهم باسم انهم دعاه
And it is not surprising that these four and whosoever resembles them have graduated from a single school. Indeed, it is the school of the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, and the school is known by its usul and its manahij. So it is not surprising that the likes of these ones will come out of it in the future, and it is not surprising that the likes of these ones are present in the likes of this time, as long as they are being educated upon the usul of that school. So the rejection is against them and against whatever they are upon from specific usul, because they are misguiding the youth in the name of da'wah, and the youth glorify them under the pretense that they are callers to Islam.
بعلومهم العظيمة وأفهامهم المستمرة وأن أولئك فلا يقارنون ولا يجوز أن يجعلوا في مقاس هؤلاء ولا أن يقاس الثراء على الطلبة.
And as for Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar and al-Nawawi, then we have not heard in a single day from amongst the days that someone would defend an affair from the affairs of Aqidah wherein they made an error, using as proof that Ibn Hajar said it or al-Nawawi said it. Their errors merely passed away during their times, and the people have continued to benefit from their abundant knowledge and their enlightened understandings. As for these other ones, then they cannot be compared to them, and it is not permissible to place them in the same position as those ones, and the ground cannot be compared to the stars.